Hello and welcome to today's QU podcast. My name is Chloe Knott and with me today is Alex Aubuchon and Jay Hamill. Hey guys. In this episode, we're going to be talking about different diets that athletes have, what we like to have for our pre-game foods and kind of what it's like being a student athlete and having to deal with living on campus and eating what you can and all that kind of stuff. So do you guys have any diets or nutrition things that you feel are important for an athlete?
So ever since I reported to college freshman and sophomore year, I just tried to eat as best as I could in the calf and what they had to offer. But as a junior and having my own house, I feel like it's been a bit easier with kind of like what I eat and what I choose to cook and kind of stuff like that. So diet, not so much, but I just try to watch what I eat, as in eliminating sweets, eliminating soda, kind of stuff like that. But my go-to is, I guess, chicken, rice, and vegetables. I mean, that's as healthy as I kind of get.
Right. I totally agree with you, Jay, about the first 2 years that we were here when we lived on campus a bunch. I still live on campus this year, but I'm at the SLC, so you only get so many meals, and you also have to cook in our room. But the calf did pretty much have you covered for the first 2 years. You know, you'd get 3 square a day, and they always had enough things in there that you would get, you know, some nutritional value out of every meal that you had. But now that I live in like more of an apartment style living place, you know, as Jay said, having to cook your own meals, my talent does not lie in the kitchen. So I don't always make the healthiest meals anymore, as you would say. More microwave meals, but they still have a big old bag of chicken or something like that. It still has the protein in it. Who knows if it's good, bad, or indifferent, but that's what I got. And then I leave the more talented cooking and nutritional cooking to my roommates.
Yeah, for sure. I think it can go either way when you move off campus. Mm-hmm. Either becoming healthier and really watching what you eat, because you can't just binge out on everything that they have at the CAF, or not really caring about or having the time to think about cooking, so not really having much at all. But I think it definitely plays a part in performance, at least for some sports, maybe more than others. Sports with, you know, lots of running, high endurance, soccer, lacrosse, those kind of things, rather than obviously other sports, slower, not so much running, maybe quick spurts, but, softball for you guys, baseball, I know not a whole lot of running compared to other sports, but still important to keep healthy and, in shape as an athlete. But I know there's a big hype about protein shakes and all those kind of things. It's not something I've gotten into myself, but what about you guys?
I really haven't been into them growing up throughout high school and in early college, but my roommate's girlfriend works at a supplement superstore, so over the past few months I've kind of gotten educated and stuff like that over those supplements. But there's just so many out there and so many different brands and stuff. I just don't know enough about each supplement to, you know, they're expensive too. So you got to know what you buy and kind of stuff like that. But I try to get my protein and stuff from regular foods just like that. But I'm a big Premier Protein guy. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Premier Protein. Mm-hmm. You can get it at Sam's Club. They just come in like 8 to 10 ounce cartons of protein. But that's kind of what I take. Pre-workout. That's about the only other supplement.
Right. I've never really gotten into supplements that much, because like Jay said, you know, you have to, have a little bit of knowledge on the subject before you can get into it. And it is expensive. And I just never took the time to get the knowledge on the subject, and I don't want to spend that kind of money on that kind of stuff. I won't knock anybody that does it. Both of my roommates do it all the time. The protein shakes and pre-workout that gets you really excited to lift. Yeah, and they look fantastic. So obviously the stuff works, and I don't do it, and I look, a little more potato-shaped. But, I mean, I'm still just as happy as they are. So, you know, I guess, we're here talking about sports nutrition, and I seem to be kind of arguing for the other side of it. But I definitely agree that, eating the right things will help you in your given sport.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I don't know a lot about it. I just try and get as much nutrition out of the foods I eat rather than taking supplements and stuff. I don't eat meat. So that's, I guess, different from a lot of athletes. But also, yeah, getting protein, of course, is important, and the right carbs and fats and stuff like that. But, for me, finding it in just kind of food is not only just kind of simpler, but also a lot cheaper than all those supplements.
For sure.
But there's a lot of different athletes, professional athletes that have lots of different diets. Some are crazy, some determined to have like a Big Mac before every meal. It really varies, and it's interesting to see. Just everyone's got their own thing that may or may not actually benefit their performance physically, but could be more of a mental thing. I know for me, I have pasta before most games. I could probably have something else, but that's just what it is. Right. I don't know. What about you guys? Do you have any pregame?
I don't have a set pregame meal, but I just tried that certain day is kind of like my cheat day. I think on that day I eat as much as I can, not as much as I can, but more than any other day, kind of like to fuel up, but I don't have any set meal night of.
Yeah, same for me. I usually don't eat breakfast, bad habit, but I just don't do it. But on game days, I always make sure that, I have breakfast, I have lunch, I have dinner, sometimes even a snack between, just to make sure that you stay fueled so you can be locked in for the whole day.
Yeah, for sure. They're a lot of the time long days rather than, practice days. You know it's going to be a certain amount of time. You know what you're doing kind of. Game days can be drawn out, and you never know what's going to happen. So it's important to get prepared for that, I guess. What is something that you would like to do or include or take away out of your diet that you have or have not?
Well,
if anything.
Something that I would like to include or take out, you said?
Yeah.
Include. I would like to include a lot more vegetables and fruits, a lot less sweets, soda. Am I allowed to? I'm 21. Booze, less of that as well. just get a lot more healthy stuff in my body, because as they say, those abs are made in the kitchen, and at the moment, I do not have them made. What about you, Jay?
I definitely agree with you on the fruits and vegetables. I definitely could intake more of those. But the thing I think I'm bad with is carbs. However, I hear carbs give you energy, I don't know. I feel like I'm pretty good with limiting sweets and stuff like that. I don't know. Carbs, I think, is my biggest weakness. Carbs or dairy? I'm a big milk guy.
Dairy's good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. They're both. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Kind of maybe easy to eat.
Yeah.
Easy to make, but they also taste really good. So, yeah, for sure. Is there anything that you've heard of, maybe a particular athlete, say, this is my go-to, this is what I have, this is what I swear by?
I don't necessarily know if I've heard of a particular athlete's, pre-game meal, but I do know, as Jay Hamill over here said earlier, there's a lot of rice and chicken guys out there. It's hard to go wrong with that, but I do know that rice and chicken is a big one for a lot of guys.
Yeah, that is definitely a popular meal amongst our team anyway. I haven't heard from any other sports programs on campus, but I'd like to know what they kind of eat and how their nutrition is as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I can only speak as a lacrosse/soccer player, but I can imagine maybe a football player or to a track athlete, it's going to be completely different depending on what they need on a day. Obviously football guys have to bulk a lot more than like a sprinter or something like that. Mm-hmm. But I know at Quincy there's not a whole lot of information about nutrition given to us as athletes. I know trainers are there for us physically for our injuries and those kind of things. But really there isn't a lot told to us. And I think that's could be something that could benefit a lot of people that just aren't educated about it or could just generally benefit.
Do you know if we actually have a nutritionist on campus?
I'm not aware that we do. I contacted a trainer, but they didn't seem to know anyone that would have a good idea of either being a nutritionist or knowing enough to talk to players about it.
Right, and you think if we got one, that would be beneficial for the teams, yeah?
Yeah, I think, or at least as a trainer, obviously they're there for our well-being.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe including that in their help that they give us as
right.
athletes.
Yeah.
Of course, just general stuff. I mean, they tell us, you know, don't just binge out all the time, mm-hmm. those kind of things. But for athletes that are having to work out a lot every day, you know, most days, if not every day, a few hours a day, it can definitely, I know there's scientific evidence proving that it helps, you know, against injuries, mm-hmm. all those kind of things. And I know particularly some teams have a lot of injuries.
Definitely.
And a lot of that's maybe could be benefited at least somewhat from watching what people eat. I don't know.
I'd definitely agree with you on that. A nutritionist for sure. But I think there's a percentage that goes into it of like working out and like weightlifting. So I think a strength coach and nutritionist, like kind of all in one, would be really beneficial to our school and athlete programs.
Definitely. Yeah. A nutritionist that, you know, could also help you build strength. That could give you the workouts that you need to build the muscle
yep.
and then assist you, you know, in the kitchen on what else you need to get you the muscle the fastest.
Yeah, for sure. I know a lot of students that are cooking for themselves don't particularly know what they're doing,
right.
Especially just coming off, you know, going out of home where they're usually getting cooked for all the time to being on campus and having being cooked for all the time to a new world of cooking for yourself. But yeah, I think that's definitely something we could look into as a school for the athletes in the future. But that's all we're going to have for today. Thank you guys for joining me. And thank you for listening to this week's QU podcast. Check out other episodes for great content at qumedia.net.